Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
PFAS chemicals are all around us, in our air, in some lakes and streams, and in a lot of consumer products. They were invented in the 1930s, and now scientists are concerned about their impact on human health. As part of our reporting on PFAS, WBUR's Gabriela Emanuel asks experts how to keep these so-called forever chemicals out of our lives.
16 years ago, Nate Barber became a firefighter on Nantucket. He knew it was a dangerous job, but one risk he didn't anticipate. Firefighting gear and firefighting foams are filled with PFAS chemicals.
When I was in fire academy, they told us that foam was like Dawn dish soap.
Firefighters sometimes used it to wash their trucks or sprayed it on kids because it was fun.
They literally used it like soap.
Fast forward, and Barber has testicular cancer. That's one of a long list of health problems tied to these chemicals. Barber can't be certain that his cancer is caused by PFAS, but he does know he has high levels in his blood. So he tried to get PFAS out of his life. He soon realized these chemicals are all over his home. They're really good at repelling water, oil, and grease. So they're in stain-resistant rugs and couches, in moisturizers, and dental floss.
If we had any Teflon pots and pans, we chucked them. You realize that your exposures just come from every angle.
They're in our food and our water and in our air, and they get on our skin.
Linda Birnbaum is the former director of the federal government's National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences and the National Toxicology Program. PFAS tends to be higher in people exposed through their jobs, like Barber. But she says they're a problem for everyone.
These chemicals are in all of us, everyone, and they're everywhere. Sorry.
But that kind of makes you want to throw up your hands and say, well, can I do anything that's not outrageously onerous?
The answer is probably not.
It's tough to avoid PFAS, but she says you can cut back your exposure. A good place to start is your drinking water. Massachusetts has some of the strictest regulations for PFAS in municipal water. If you have a private well, you can get it tested and use a filter.
As soon as that water is treated, then you start to see dietary items be more important.
Elsie Sunderland is in her lab at Harvard, where she's a professor of environmental chemistry. She pulls out some items her lab tested that are used to prepare and store food.
So there's like the nonstick pans and the compostables from the Harvard dining hall.
To test the compostable bowl, her team poured liquid in and let it sit.
In 15 minutes, we had higher concentrations in the solution sitting in these compostables than the highest concentrations we see at the Superfund site on the Joint Base Cape Cod.
Sunderland says the good news is, after pressure, companies have started making products without PFAS. Those are now at the dining hall, and there are pots and pans labeled PFAS-free. Many experts also recommend steering clear of grease-resistant food packaging, like what you might wrap a sandwich in, and bags of microwave popcorn. They're often lined with PFAS.
One thing we didn't talk about that is really important is those sprays, waterproofing sprays.
Courtney Kerrigan is an epidemiologist at Michigan State University. She says those sprays you can put on your furniture contain PFAS that get into the air we breathe.
Which always shocks me that they're still being sold. They don't have a warning on them.
Similar coatings are also used on stain-resistant clothing, tablecloths, and shoes. And the PFAS can rub off.
That is volatilizing. It's evaporating into the air of your home. It's getting into the dust in your home. You're breathing it in. You're accidentally ingesting it.
So her recommendation is to be wary of sprays and items labeled waterproof. Another place where PFAS can be found is in sunscreens and cosmetics. Scientists say they can be absorbed by the skin, but not as readily as from food or water. Elsie Sunderland at Harvard says if you're concerned about PFAS, maybe pick just a few favorite products to keep using.
I don't think people need to freak out. I would say, you know, take those preventative measures. And push for regulation.
She believes the long-term solution is to get manufacturers to stop adding PFAS unless it's really necessary. For Nate Barber, he's now treating his firefighting gear carefully.
Like for a 24-hour shift, you would ideally just touch it once, like throw it in the back of the truck. Don't touch it all day. At the end of the day, take it out. And then every time you touch it, wash your hands.
Barber says he's lucky. His cancer is curable and his fire department has new gear. He's working with scientists to find out if it's PFAS-free. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.